This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Continuing now, Donald Trump from his campaign headquarters here in New York City. So one of your advisors, Corey Lewandowski, he's out. What happened?
He's a good man. We've had great success. I got more primary votes than anybody in the history of the Republican Party by a tremendous amount, not by a little bit. I think Corey's terrific. I watched him before. He was terrific toward me. Said I was a talented person, and he's a talented person. He's a good guy. He's a friend of mine. But I think it's time now for a different kind of a campaign. We ran a small, beautiful, well-unified campaign. It worked very well in the primaries. I think I'm probably going to do some of that. I want to keep it a little bit very much in control. As an example, I have 73 people. Hillary Clinton has like almost 900 people, and we're in the same position. So, you know, there's something nice about that. I got criticized for that. I said, wait a minute, I've spent much less money than her, and the results so far is the same. I should be credited for that. But with Corey, I'm really proud of him. He did a great job, but we're going to go a little bit of a different route.
Right. So it's a different style. It's a different style, and you're bringing
in
some...
A little different style, okay. Yeah. All right. A little different style. But a good guy.
Well, we talked about this yesterday, Scott. And as I was saying this morning with Lewandowski, you know, Lewandowski for this is heads I win, tails you lose. I mean, he got Donald Trump to the point of where he was victorious in the primary. I mean, if Trump loses the general, he doesn't have to say anything. He doesn't have to say anything anyway. And I think Corey Lewandowski, the way he handled this, is a class act. And I think even Donald Trump that, whenever there's a parting of ways, you always want it to be, as positive as you can and let the pundits say what they're going to say. But I got to think for Lewandowski, for what he needed to do, he was the right guy. I mean, this has been a mom and pop kind of operation, kind of a boutique operation between, Donald Trump and can you imagine hurting Donald Trump and his kids and everything? I mean, that's got to be like hurting, 500 cats all at the same time. And, how much room do you have? And I'm sure part of Corey Lewandowski is like going, phew. Now I get to, go home and relax. And of course he's heading a delegation. I think it's New Hampshire. I think is where he's in charge, and he's committed to making sure that Donald Trump gets all the votes there, and he'll continue to work hard and bless his heart. I mean, that says a lot about his character and about his future as a campaign manager. I mean, this is a big, a lot of exposure for Corey Lewandowski. Now for the Trump campaign with Manafort, I mean, the pressure is really on Manafort now, and I think in some degree it'll be a lot easier because Manafort's got the experience. He's been on the big stage before, and I think that when it comes to this aspect of it, I think Trump has a little bit more respect for a guy like Manafort who's been there, and I think even Trump's kids have respect, and so he's not necessarily going to be chewed at the ankles like Lewandowski was. So I look for, something, bigger, to come out of this. I think Manafort's still going to have his challenges because, one of the things that you're kind of hearing here in between the lines is Donald Trump is not, he doesn't see himself spending the kind of money that most of us thought that it was going to be required for the general election. You remember, we were talking at one point, $2 billion for each candidate. Even Hillary Clinton has backed off now, too. So she's not talking about $2 billion because she doesn't have $2 billion on the other side. But I'll guarantee you, if there was $2 billion on the other side, she'd find that $2 billion even if she had to, get it out of her foundation or some sheik out of Saudi Arabia. She'd find $2 billion. There's not a problem there. But in this particular case, this is not going to be, the windfall that I think a lot of media thought it could be. because of the contention, and because it's a major general election. So it's going to be exciting how this plays out. So stay tuned. We'll have you updated right here.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Good morning to you. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information that you need to know, past interviews, what is going on, ideas that we're sharing with everybody, and always welcoming your comments. And speaking of which, you can drop an email to me direct. We love hearing from you. And I know some of you just love blasting me, and that's fine, too. I can handle it. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. You got to remember, I came from a family of 9 kids. You think I never got blasted before? So it's fine. Look, this is one man's opinion, but one man's opinion that is committed to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. And I understand some of you might say, hey, look, truth is no, truth is not relative. Truth is the truth. And that's what we're pursuing. And if you got a problem with that, then let me know. I mean, then talk back to me. Give me your idea if I'm missing something. This is the kind of radio show, I hope, that is for we the people. And I believe in order to get this country back on track, we need to get a grip on the truth again. We've let go of it along the way, and that's what has caused the loss of trajectory and why 7 out of 10 of us say that we're on the wrong track, okay? So if it's going to happen, it's going to be bottom-up movement, not top-down. So all hands on deck, get involved. You got a problem, then let me know what it is. Let's talk about it. If you got a guess that you think we're missing, I mean, we bring the experts on. We bring people who have had, at least 20 years of experience. Some, in many cases, we're just blessed to have them on here that, they are the Yodas of their particular field and expertise. And, to have their brilliance on this radio show and to give us the kind of information and share with us the kind of information in a true, sense of honesty, if you know what I'm talking about here, they really are, true patriots. And I say that, and maybe in that sense it might be a bit subjective, but in my heart I believe they're true patriots. They really have this dedicated commitment to do their part, to do what they need to do, to be that voice out in this desert, so to speak, that we find ourselves in, to say, guys, we've lost our way. We've got to check the checkpoints once again. See what happened here. In any kind of business operation, when businesses find themselves in that wrong spot, any good CEO worth his credentials will say, guys, look, we got to go back. Let's take a look and see where we lost our way. When was it going good? What were we doing when we were doing good? And that's what I think America has to do. And I don't think that, Hillary Clinton is capable of doing it. She's just capable of echoing and reproducing what's been there. That's my opinion. This is why Trump, in some ways, some people say, well, I'm for Trump, but I'm not sure why. I think part of it is that, we've kind of been kidding and saying, I look at Trump as being our Obi-Wan Kenobi here. He's got the answers. He's got the experience. And if anybody is going to have the courage to turn the tables upside down and really do some things that need to be done, I think it's Donald Trump. I mean, I see Donald Trump as kind of a chapter 11
CEO that comes into companies, even though, the guy is much better than that. But if you can follow me here in just a little bit, for anybody that's had any experience with Chapter 11s and businesses, sometimes what happens, everything, you're so close to a business that you can't make those hard decisions. A Chapter 11 expert comes in, and they know, hey, look, we got fluff here. We got things that we need to cut back. You know, there's no emotions into it. It's the emotion is about the survival of the business. And this is what, I believe, because of Trump's background, he's going to help us make those tough decisions. I mean, when you got Tom Coburn, let me do this because we got Michael Dougherty. We're finally able to connect. I want to bring Michael in. And Michael, you can chime in on this. Michael Dougherty, senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine, is with us. You know, Michael, we're talking about, I believe the role that a Donald Trump can play in our country, much like a Chapter 11 expert that sees a lot of fluff in organizations, they need to be reorganized. And if our country ever needed reorganization, it is now, don't you think?
Absolutely. But unfortunately, the U.S. government employees are about the strongest union. They're like cement.
Yes.
There's such a culture and so many tentacles around operations. We need him, but he can't do it alone. We need a really strong Congress. And these guys have got to unify because we're at a tipping point of the damage they're doing. And they always do the damage in the name of helping everybody.
Right. Yeah. But at some point, you got to question the fruit of their efforts and say, look, this fruit stinks. It's not working. It's getting worse. I mean, look at our GDP right now with all these brilliant, organized, people that are wrapped up into this union. And I agree with you. That is problematic. Scott Walker was able to overcome it. John Kasich. But Scott Walker, particularly, he went to battle, and that's just one state. I mean, we're talking the federal government that is well-tuned, and as you and I have discussed before, Michael, I saw this happen in California with one Arnold Schwarzenegger. He thought, hey, look, I got my suspenders on. I'm going to go in, and I'm going to get a hold of those wussy boys, and I'm going to tell them what it's all about. Well, guess what? He went in there, and they handed him his hat and said, hey, look, you can have your cigars and have your little meetings over here, but we're in charge. And, whatever you think, it ain't going to happen. So he couldn't get the cooperation. So there's no doubt that Donald Trump is going to have to exercise his charm to an extensive degree, but I agree with you. He's going to need to get the support of we the people and others to make the changes that are needed. I mean, when you got $400 billion, it just one simple category here between agencies, which Tom Coburn passed out, presented to us over a year ago, which nothing has been done about, $400 billion in duplicative costs. I mean, Michael, this is so inefficient, but this is what big government gives you, and this is what Hillary Clinton wants more of, because the bigger the government, the bigger the waste, the wider the option to cheat, steal, and rob we the people.
That's right, and those people are on the payroll. So that means their votes are being bought, and those people are guaranteeing. When you shove people into survival, when you oppress them and make them dependent on you for the check and the health care and everything else, you dumb down everybody and you make them dependent and you make them weak, and then they have to go for you. And until we understand the tipping point of this, because what we're seeing right now, this has been going on for a century. This has been built for a century. And given a century to grow, it's so huge right now, we are seeing terrible weakness in defense, terrible weakness in cybersecurity, terrible weakness in the economy. You wonder what it's going to take to wake people up. And I think people are waking up on both sides of the aisle, by the way. This is the reason why we have Trump and
Bernie Sanders.
But, look at the media and how they try to muffle this and just kick the can down the road. Right. I mean, where's the outrage from just Obama trying to clean up the Orlando recording? I mean, where? What is that? How can anyone, regardless of political persuasion, validate a violation of free speech and our right to know?
Well, this is all a microcosm, and that's an excellent point, Michael. And that's what people are, I believe, they're starting to see
But, you know, the mainstream media is not doing we the people a whole lot of favors. And this is why the mainstream media continues to lose circulation and eyeballs on their publications and their TV channels because of the manure they're trying to shovel our way. Michael Dougherty is with us. We've got more from Michael on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's Bill Martinez. We're live at just about 15 after the top of the hour.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At Bill Martinez Live, we have a healthy body blood sugar pack focusing on structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
This is going to be the best day of my life.
MartinezLive.com.
Hey, just one of the many places that you can join us, but join us, okay?
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, good to have you along with us on this, the best day of your life. Why not, given the choice, why not make it the best one? Michael Dougherty is with us, senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine, a board member at Snoopwall, global leader in affordable breach prevention, author of The Devil Inside the Beltway. He's got another book ready to come flying off the presses, right, Michael?
Yeah, right after the inauguration, because you never promote your book during a presidential campaign.
Well, this is not, we're not promoting, we're just kind of teasing. This is called a tease, okay?
Yeah, that's right. I'm infotaining.
Okay, exactly. Well, Michael, it looks like Tim Cook from Apple says, heck yeah, I'm going to have a dinner for Paul Ryan. Let's have the leader of the House come on over, and we're going to, share some appetizers, and, we'll devein some shrimp and have a good time and see how much money we can raise, because even Cook can figure out that, he needs to play both sides, which is what businesses do. I mean, you got to cover your bet. What happens if a Republican does get to the White House? I better have some friends on that side of the aisle, as well as, considering that, if the first woman gets elected president, I better make sure I got the Democratic side covered. And they have the Democratic side pretty well covered. So why not extend an olive branch and have, Speaker Paul Ryan there for dinner?
Well, that's, smart business / lipstick on a pig, if you look at what their in-house contributions are. I mean, if you look at Facebook, it's 4-1 to the Democrats. And, I mean, the irony to me about technology, they should be running to Republicans, because it is the most unregulated industry. And look at the explosive growth and the billions made and the millionaires there that are under 30 years old. And you'd think they'd thank the system that made that even possible, but they don't know it as good as they've got it. And then it's the sweet ignorance of youth of believing all these things. But Microsoft learned the hard way when the government came down on them, and the government are keeping their enemies closer. But the Democrats, they really they play the game back and forth. These guys are right up their tail in D.C. now. They got big, beautiful buildings. They got great relationships. They have jobs that go back and forth. Their fines are hand slaps. We don't play that way on the Republican side. We don't believe in those type of onerous regulations. And I wish there was a little bit more recognition about the freedoms and basically the unleashing of the racehorses that we really promote better than the Democrats do.
Well, it's because the Republicans aren't renting out the Lincoln bedroom. They don't have charge of the Lincoln bedroom right now. But all the other stuff, the special cocktail parties, you get to come to the big, D.C. Beltway, celeb du jour events and all that good stuff. And these guys love that kind of stuff, meanwhile, the Dems are in their wallets,
It's tough because, we all have short-term memory. This whole country right now has got this short-term memory process.
Yeah.
But look what happened to Microsoft when they ignored D.C. So there's an intelligence in being involved. But and you've got to play both sides. But we're not fooling, they're not fooling anybody. When Apple and Microsoft and I don't, and all these people sign off on 24-hour checks on what is free speech in Europe and terrorism. I'm not sure Apple did it, but Microsoft and Twitter and
right.
Facebook and they did it. And, they get themselves involved in politics, and they use the government to push their ideas. And that's where you get into a problem, because all this technology is controlling the media. It's enabling media, and they've got to respect their boundaries like the old media used to.
Right.
SMU, and it's real important. Right now, it's all bleeding together. So when they get in bed with all these people, it's dangerous to me when you have a political ideology that wants to control messaging and thinks they're helping everyone doing so. And then the people that are the actual new media are in bed with them. That is a dangerous combination.
Well, don't you think it's ironic? These are the very things that when they were in college and that they were against, they could see this thing, so clearly. And all of a sudden they get into business and the charm and the lure of power and politics, next thing you know, they have become the very thing they abhorred.
It's an absolute lack of experience. It is a lack of learning. It really is. And I have to tell you, I pulled a Democratic lever or two when I was in my 20s. You know, I mean, I went to school in Ann Arbor. What are you supposed to do?
Does that still wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning realizing that you did that?
I had people yell at me. I had someone just actually go crazy at me one day and called me an idiot.
Yeah. Well, we took her off the dating list, right? Yeah, I know that. Yeah, so.
But it was woke me up, and I had to go back and look. But then I had my personal experience, and this is the hard part, is you look and see, and that just was comes with the maturity of life and experiencing reality. And observing people manipulate, you know, when you're a well-intentioned person and you don't have, you haven't experienced bad things, which we in America are so lucky. Most of us are well-intentioned, honest, and haven't experienced bad things. So we don't know how bad people think. And we have this naive, and we drink the Kool-Aid and believe the stories, and we need some life experience on our belt to say, wait a minute, that's just smoke to buy my vote. Wait a minute. It is. And look at Obama's term. I mean, the list of violations the man has made are so long, it's mind-numbing, which is part of the plan. Numb
everybody. Exactly. Well, Michael, in your article, you know, you talk about, and you mentioned quickly about Twitter and Reddit and Facebook, how they violated our First Amendment right. Twitter banning users calling for Mosque Watch, and Reddit bans users for deletes Muslim comments, and Facebook deletes Stop Islamization of America page after the Orlando attack. I mean, you know, is this what has come down to it, is that now they have become Big Brother, the very thing that they abhorred?
That's right, and it's very, very, very dangerous, because the First Amendment is the foundation of all, and boy, you better embrace it and not take it for granted. And it's not, you know, you better, the content that they are finding abhorrent is not the point. I mean, I'm old enough to remember when Iran took those hostages, and we had every night on the nightly news people burning the American flag, hundreds of Iranians in front of cameras, and no one said, that shouldn't be run. You know, we understood better as a population that stupid things you have the right to say. Awful things you have the right to say. We're not talking about hurting, we're talking about verbal stuff and ideas and opinions. You can't, you know, because our rights that fade slowly, and this is what they're taking that away because it's expensive. And next thing you know, what they're in the bed with the government. Like they're in the EU right now, an offensive turns into helping, turns into government control, turns into, yeah, we'll get along with it, and we'll play along with the government as this big bottleneck new media that we are, so that they don't come after us.
Right.
And we're sitting out here cut out with bags over our heads.
Yeah, that's the delusion, no question. Well, Michael, you know, the thing is, you know, we talk about these things like they're happening, you know, in other countries, but on our college campuses, you know, Muslims are rising up, and I would say burgeoning radical Muslims, these young kids that have really, I mean, you talk about the ignorance of everyday Americans. You've got Muslims who second generation have come to our country, do not understand our liberties, but they understand the advantage of it and free speech, and they're on our college campuses. They're burning our flags, inciting, you know, hate speech, and they're doing it with impunity. And you go, wait a minute.
They're intimidating. It's the intimidation and the attack. It's the hypocrisy of the safe zone.
Well, and then they're protected by, you know, these college campuses and these administrators and, dare I say, even the police. And somehow they've made a judgment call that it's okay for them to come on our college campuses where vets are going to school, some who have lost appendages on behalf of the flag and the liberties that we enjoy. And they sit there and spit and tear up the flag and burn the flag. And what do you think that does to a vet? And, this is unconscionable, but this is the kind of stuff that's happening that the mainstream media doesn't want to talk about, but it is the thing, the very thing that Donald Trump has tapped into.
Sorry, it's bully sound.
Martinez Live. Michael, thank you so much for being with us. It's 29 after.
I grew up in a family with 9 kids. I must have been the fastest eater because I was the only one that was chubby. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. When I was growing up, almost no one was overweight. I've maintained my weight pretty well since then. As I get older, the 10-2-1-2 weight loss system is making it much easier to control my weight. It curbs my appetite, gives me energy, and even improves my mood. Maybe 10-2-1-2 could help you. Go to ilikethewayilook.com and check it out for yourself. That's ilikethewayilook.com.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Getting America back on track.
The face of the nation.
You guys crack me up.
Bill Martinez live.
You ready? Ready?
Hey, ready or not, here we are. Bill Martinez live coming at you 9 to noon every day, Monday through Friday Eastern Time, 6 to 9 on the West Coast. As always, good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. It is time, and just in time, perfect timing. She always just knows when to enter in when we need her the most, when we need a little levity here. Because Sam, Samantha Mills Mao, yes, she just got married. And so Mrs. Mao is with us right now to talk about the good news that we need to hear about to lighten things up. Because there's so much stuff going on in the world of politics and in this contentious culture that we're having, that in spite of the insanity, there's some people out there that are just living life, helping people out. Right, Sam?
That's right. There's good people everywhere, and there's people doing good things every day. And, you know, you might not hear about it as much every day in the news, but, you know, that's what I'm here for. That's what we're here for. So I'm happy to be here to, you know, spread a little sunshine around.
Yeah, exactly. She's Miss Sunshine, too, on top of the Good News Girl. Can you imagine that? All packed in one. No wonder her husband got a hold of her and said, hey, I'm letting this girl go. Hey, you know, speaking of which, real quick, everybody, if you want information, because, you know, we highlight these incredible, these are the best viral videos that are on the Internet every week. You can go to her site, Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. Just look for Sam, her pretty little face right there. And she's right there, and you can, you know, get all the information, download the video, share it with your friends and neighbors. That's what it's all about. And if they have seen a video that they want to call out and say, hey, look, it, take notice of this, how do they do that, Sam? How do they connect with you?
They just shoot me an email. I check it. You know, it goes straight to my phone, so I can check it out right away. It's samscorner.bml@gmail.com. That's samscorner.bml@gmail.com. Even if it's not a story you see in the news, even if it's just your own story, that's awesome. That'd be, you know, we'd be the first to, you know, discuss it on here. So that would be wonderful to do.
That's awesome. Well, here it is. You know, we just had Father's Day. And, you know, and you got a viral video here of a dad teaching kids to invest. Tell us about that.
Okay, so this is actually, I'm sure you've heard of the People of New York. There's a photographer that goes around taking pictures of different people that are in New York, and he just kind of tells a little, like, quick story with each of them, and it's always really interesting. But there's one particular dollar, like, picture of a father who actually gives his children a dollar a week in allowance, which, you know, nowadays might be a little unheard of. Mm-hmm. To do just a dollar a week. I had a dollar a week, but that was many years ago.
Yeah, hey, come on. Yeah. Let's catch up with inflation, Pops. I mean, you know, only a buck, but that's okay. Yeah.
But you know what? The way he's teaching his kids, he teaches his kids to do, you know, one of four things. They can save, they can invest, they can donate, or they can spend it. And his little boy actually said he had way over $10 in his investment section. And, you know, it was actually really cool because what ended up happening was the kids just really – like learn the value of money, and you can just see this in the picture. Like, you know, you can see this, you know, in the quote for the story.
Mm-hmm.
And the little boy actually said he's only spent money two times, and the rest of the time he took money out of his spending, like what he was going to spend, and he put it into the donation pile.
Yeah.
And you know, the story went viral. You know, it immediately got thousands and thousands of views, and I think it's because, you know, you don't see this very often with children, especially today. I feel like a lot of parents kind of just teach their children, you just get whatever you want when you want it because you're wonderful. And I mean, I'm sure their heart is in the right place. But, right. You know, this father is teaching his young children to be responsible immediately. And, you know, humans in New York always has a very, very interesting story behind each person. And I would totally suggest people check it out. It's just pictures of all different kinds of people around New York that the photographer comes across.
Yeah. It'll start an interesting conversation around the dinner table. I mean, hey, look, if you're going to give the kids some money, why not make a positive out of it and make
right.
it a, you know, add a teaching component to this? Because after
right.
all, you know, that 10-year-old kid is going to be 20, he's going to be 30, he's going to be 40. And that's a great, that is an excellent idea.
And they're kind of making money saving fun, right?
Oh, yeah, why not? Exactly. And understanding, that other aspects of the money in terms of earning and saving and donating. I mean, this is, you know, money's kind of a neutral thing. And once you understand, its precise position, you know, position in life and our culture, you can take advantage of a lot of things and be very successful and realize that it's not the big boogeyman that you thought. But congratulations to this dad and this family that's experiencing
right.
and the rest of the families that are being affected by, you know, watching this video and, you know, picking up on the idea and advancing the concept, and because you know that's
absolutely.
What will happen. Hey, I couldn't help but get a kick out of this one viral video, and you and I talked about this eighth grader who impersonated the candidates so brilliantly. I mean, I keep thinking, I go, this kid is in eighth grade, and he was brilliant, right?
That's what I had to keep thinking. This young boy, he's in Chicago Middle School, Zach Alio. He was giving a graduation speech, and not only does he give a very well-written, articulate speech, he does it impersonating each of the presidential candidates and Obama, and he goes through, he does Donald Trump, and he does Hillary Clinton, he does Obama, and I thought his funniest impression, actually, the one he had was the most spot on, he does Bernie Sanders.
Hey, look, Scott has a little clip of this, so let's play a little bit of this, Scott, right now, so that people can get a feel, okay? Go ahead.
I've decided that since we're in the middle of an election year, that I would do my graduation speech in the style of some of the 2016 presidential candidates.
This is at an eighth grade graduation deal, okay? You understand
Along
this.
With President Obama. Let's begin with Donald Trump. Hello. And congratulations, you are now getting to hear a speech from the magnificent Donald Trump. And let me just tell you that Thomas has been such a great school. I mean, quite frankly, it's been fantastic. I mean, we have had so many great experiences here. You know, one of those would have to be starting foreign language. We're learning languages from Spain, from France, from Germany, and China. And you know, people say I don't like China. I love China. I mean, I have so many terrific friends in China. But I took Spanish, and let me just tell you, by the way, that it was fantastic. Boy, fantastic.
Well, Scott, we got to cut that off. But you know, this is brilliant. This little kid, an eighth grader, and we have it linked on our website as well. And of course, you can go to Sam's Corner, and you'll see it right there. If you have not had a chance to be exposed to it, you'll be blessed by this. It's quite. And the thing is, Sam, not only does he have the cadence, but the hand gestures as well of each of the candidates, which adds to the impersonation, right?
Absolutely. And how many eighth graders are, you know, it's really cool to see an eighth grader that's following politics closely enough to, you know, not only do, impersonations are one thing, but he's kind of incorporating different aspects of what they discuss.
And he knows what's going on. And the thing is that, you know, to your point, Sam, here is that we've got college graduates, young people that are going to be voting this year that don't even know half of what. Hey, look, I'll tell you what, a tutorial, you know, for college graduates, go watch this eighth grader. You'll learn a lot about the candidates. It's good fun. You'll get an idea anyway. All right, look at a couple more stories. I don't know if we'll have time enough, but, I like this. So Orlando Chick-fil-A workers reverse Sunday hours. Chick-fil-A doesn't usually work on Sundays, so what's going on?
So, you know, Chick-fil-A actually had been, controversially spotlighted in the news years ago as being kind of anti-gay or, you know, not supporting that community. And I just think that that company got a bad rep in that situation because they've always been a really good company. They close on Sundays. And when they heard about the shooting, their employees all decided they're going to come in and they're going to help the volunteers, feed the volunteers
in Orlando
that are helping with the Orlando shooting. Yeah,
right.
And
yeah.
They got out there and they volunteered their time and they really just did it for the sake of. I mean, it didn't matter who was hurt; they wanted to help, and I just think that's the great attitude to have, and that's the way Chick-fil-A seems to always be.
Well, we got about 30 seconds, real quick. Video shows a dramatic takedown of a Seattle University gunman. Do we have enough time?
Well, I can just tell you really quick, this is what a real hero looks like. This shooting actually happened 2 years ago, but the video was released, and you see a young man at the university just take down the gunman who actually shot and killed a man. He was unarmed. He took him down and wrestled him.
Well, this was at a Seattle University, ladies and gentlemen. Go to Sam's Corner at Bill Martinez Live for all the details. Thank you, Sam.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At Bill Martinez Live, we should change Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Getting America back on track.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Wall.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. It's always good to have you along with us for the ride as we continue 3 hours every day, Monday through Friday here, and over 280 affiliates around this great country of ours. Red State Talk Radio has joined us. Also, shortwave around the world via our affiliate out of Nashville, Tennessee. Ken Ham is with us. He's a fundamentalist Christian who is best known for his public debates with Bill Nye. You remember him, science guy. He's just finished building a spectacular $100 million replica of Noah's Ark in Kentucky. Once an Australian science teacher, Ken is now one of the most influential evangelical preachers in the Bible Belt. He set out to expand his reach by building what he calls the Ark Encounter. Ken Ham, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill. Great to be with you.
Hey, last time we talked, Ken, it was about the Creation Museum, and also you had the idea and the vision for the Ark Encounter that you were presenting at NRB in Nashville. And congratulations. I can't wait to get out there and see it myself.
Well, it is an absolutely phenomenal structure. You know, it's right on Interstate 75 south of Cincinnati, mm-hmm. and we have 800 acres there. And this is a life-size Noah's Ark built to the dimensions in the Bible. So it's 1.5 times the length of a football field, half the width of a football field, and it's built 15 feet off the ground. So from ground level to roof is 7 stories. From ground level to the top of the bow is 10 stories, 3.3 million board feet of timber. The timber frame structure is built by Amish craftsmen, and it's actually the biggest timber frame structure in the world, and 3 decks of world-class exhibits. We're expecting up to 2 million people a year to come to this. It is going to be one of the greatest Christian-themed attractions of this era.
Well, some are saying that is the most wholesome, family-friendly, God-honoring facility around. That's quite the praise and compliment there, Ken.
Well, we're getting a lot of people saying they want to take their children to a place that's family friendly, that they can trust. You know, the research we've done in a general population study in America using America's Research Group has also shown many non-Christians want to come because they want a family friendly place too. And people are fascinated by the Ark. It doesn't matter where you live. People have heard of Noah's Ark all over the world. And this is really the most authentic recreation of Noah's Ark in the world. And we also have a zoo and a petting zoo to go with it. We built a 1,500-seat restaurant, and people come into a 4,000-space parking lot, and they go on a shuttle drive. It's a bus that takes them down a valley and across a bridge. It's just a beautiful ride. That's a treat in itself. And so we're taking them out of the modern world and bring them into Noah's world. And this is only phase one. We will, after this opens on July 7th, begin with phase two, a walled city, and then phase three, a Tower of Babel, and then a first-century village. It's going to be a massive park.
That is wonderful, Ken. I can't wait to see it all come together here. You think about, the story of Noah. Most people understand, if they do not understand Noah, they understand that there's a rainbow in the sky. And maybe they have come in a little bit of a contact and understanding that that might be God's promise to his creation. There is so much that comes to the forefront here when you see this magnificent ark encounter. And this is going to start a lot of conversations, Ken.
Oh, it certainly is. In fact, I've had many of the non-Christian leaders in our community down to the ark, and they just stand there and say, wow, this is massive. Didn't know it was so big. You know, we're used to those bathtub arks with giraffes sticking out the chimneys you often see. And this is showing people what the real ark based on the Bible looks like. And when we did our population study, we also asked people, what questions do you want answered? They want to know, how could he fit the animals in? How many kinds of land animals were needed? We've got answers to that. We've got cages with sculptured animals. How could he feed them? How could he get water to them and take away waste products? We've got exhibits that actually explain all that. We've got themed exhibits. We've got teaching exhibits. Deck one is loaded with all these cages, and you'll hear animal sounds. There's even little spooky encounters exhibit for the kids that they can crawl through, interactive exhibit. There's just so much in this. In fact, I think most people are going to end up saying, we've got to spend at least 2 days there.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, how do you capture it all? I mean, here you got a replica for all intent and purposes of the real ark that Noah went through. And it's interesting, the questions that you bring up and you cite probably the biggest question, the number one question people have about the ark, Ken.
Yeah, well, the number one question that I get all the time, how could he fit the animals on board? Surely that couldn't have happened. He couldn't fit all the species on board. But, the Bible actually says he took two of each kind, seven of some, but two of each kind. And the biblical kind, the Hebrew word is min, we believe equates in our modern arbitrary classification system to the family level. So he didn't take all the species of dogs, you just need two dogs. Not all the species of elephants, just two. And so we actually have exhibits that show there was plenty of room on the ark. And, we go through and answer lots of questions like this, the themed exhibits, the murals. It is absolutely spectacular. I think people are going to be walking around with their jaws dragging on the floor because nobody's ever done this before. This is every bit the quality of Disney, Universal, even better. And it's really, you've got three decks of these exhibits. It's like three major attractions in a way because they're so massive.
Exactly. And Ken, the official opening is July the 7th, correct?
The official opening is July the 7th, and people can find out all about that on arkencounter.com, which is the website. But that is the first day of opening, July 7th. And you might have a guess where this comes from. For the first 40 days, we have 40 days and 40 nights of entry times. In other words, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and then 5 p.m. till midnight, there'll be two types of tickets there for the first 40 days and 40 nights, because the Bible had 40 days and 40 nights of rain to start with.
Right.
And that's to allow the numbers to come and to be spread out at the two different entry times for the last part of the busy summer, because we're opening it basically midsummer.
Exactly. Now, how do they get tickets?
If they go to arkencounter.com, they can get tickets. They can just turn up, too. If they turn up at the Ark Encounter, it's about 30 minutes south of Cincinnati, halfway between Cincinnati and Lexington, right on Interstate 75. If they go to arkencounter.com, it's got directions, maps, and it also tells you different tickets and different ticket options. We have a number of different ticket options, including combos with the Creation Museum and 7-day unlimited and all sorts of interesting options.
Like you say, you could be there for days. I mean, we touched a little bit on the Creation Museum. Update us on that, because they're, when you get this done, Ken, this is going to be just a spectacular display of godly power and love and a connection with his creation.
Well, these two attractions, the Ark Encounter and the Creation Museum, and they're 45 minutes apart. These are going to be two of the greatest Christian outreaches of this era. The Creation Museum is a walk through the Bible. We have a planetarium, which is spectacular. We have a special effects theater. We have all these life-size exhibits and animatronics. We have a special dinosaur exhibit. Mm. We put in a new $1.5 million Allosaur exhibit about a year ago, of one of the best Allosaur fossils ever found. We have an insectarium. We have beautiful gardens, even a rainforest area, petting zoo. We have a zip line course. Actually, at both the Ark Encounter and the Creation Museum, we have zip lines. At the Ark Encounter, there are 15, there are about 9 miles of zip lines. There'll be about 15 zip lines open when it first opens. And so you can actually zip beside the Ark across that major valley. I don't know any place in the world where you can zip beside Noah's Ark.
Oh, my gosh, wow. Well, can you say they're 45 minutes apart? I thought they were, you know, relatively close. I mean, you got to get in the car and go to the Creation Museum and get in the car and come to the Ark Encounter. Is that what I understand?
That's true. It's very easy to get to because the Creation Museum is on Interstate 275, which is the bottom part of the loop going around Cincinnati. And you just go east 11 miles to Interstate 75 and go south on 75 and get off at exit 154. There you are. Very easy to get to. They're very close and just 45 minutes apart. But these are going to be two major attractions. And we wanted them to be a little separate to help people understand these are two separate major themed attractions.
Mm. So when you come to the area, you're going to plan, like you say, a couple of days. I mean, this sounds like maybe a week adventure here between the two expositions here.
Well, you know what? That's one of the reasons why we're offering a seven consecutive day unlimited pass to the Creation Museum and the Ark. And there's a lot of other things to do in Northern Kentucky. A lot of people are telling us, you know what, we'll just make Northern Kentucky our vacation destination.
Exactly,
And go to the Dayton Air Force Museum, which is the biggest in the world. And we've got, you know, the Newport Aquarium and Kings Island and the Cincinnati Reds and the Kentucky Horse Park. I mean, this is a phenomenal place to come. And then they can go, if they get the unlimited ticket, they can go back and forward between the Ark and the museum anytime they want, and parking's included in that. So, you know, we're making it really easy for families to come and be able to have a great vacation in this area and spend time at these two massive Christian-themed attractions.
Exactly. Well, we've got a lot to look forward here to, and this is just absolutely incredible. I can't wait to, you know, come out and see it myself. You know, I've seen, you know, what you've provided there at NRB, but we need to come up close and personal and catch it for ourselves. Ken, where can the good folks go for more information?
Go to arkencounter.com. Arkencounter.com.
Well, congratulations, and thank you so much for doing this. I mean, you did this all, how did you raise, I mean, this was not an inexpensive project. I mean, this is a lot of money.
It's $100 million. It's all by private funding through a bond offering and through donations. 123,000 individual gifts have contributed to it from 43,000 households. I mean, there's a lot of people have supported this, and I tell you, when you come here, Bill, you can see pictures of it. You can see drone footage, video. Mm. But until you walk up to it and stand there, your jaw is going to drop. And when you walk inside and you see the heavy timbers, it's got the big heavy timbers, the post and beam construction. It's built as a true timber frame structure, designed as a ship, built as a building. It's anchored to 3 7-story buildings that house the restrooms, elevators, and exit stairs. I tell you, you're just going to have your jaw dragging on the ground for the whole day.
So I should have somebody come around and make sure they close my mouth once in a while.
Exactly.
Ken Ham, we talked about the Ark Encounter there in Kentucky. The website, real quick, Ken, 2 seconds.
ArkEncounter.com. ArkEncounter.com.
Thank you so much for being with us, Ken.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be, clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.